Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Mark Taylor in studio with us this morning, the school superintendent in Spotsylvania. Mark Taylor, good morning. Good to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Ted. It is great to be here with you.
Let us, first of all, jump into it. You got through graduation and in a school year. How would you analyze and look at the last school year, or at least, you know, since you took over in the fall?
Right, in November. Ted, first of all, I want to thank our whole Spotsylvania County Public Schools team. We have a tremendous, tremendous assembly of dedicated, passionate, professional employees that did a great job and had a wonderful year. Graduation was a thrilling event. It was a lot of fun for me personally because it was an opportunity to trot out academic robes, which in my former life were not common occasion. And so when I came aboard in November, I explained to folks that I have a doctorate in law. That's my law degree from Carolina. And
is there a robe or a color for that?
There is a robe, and there are colors and a hood and all the rest of it. But it wasn't until some folks saw me in my academic robes that I wore to graduation with the three velvet bars on the sleeve that one of my circle of admin employees looked and said, "You've got the bars. That's a doctorate." And I'm like, "Yes, I've been telling you that since I met you." And it really is. Yes, I am from a different tradition.
Yeah.
Didn't come up through education. I do have a doctorate. I have worked as a professional for decades. I bring a different skill set. I think it's been positive for the division. I hope it's been positive for the division. I've wanted it to be positive for the division to bring new eyes in from a different perspective and take a different approach. And I think we've had several notable successes, and so I'm very happy with that. But none of those successes would have been possible without the dedicated work of our professional team. This is not an individual endeavor or an individual accomplishment for anyone. We have 3,963 employees, and they all contributed and all did a fantastic job to bring us to success. And it was altogether, it was a wonderful year. I mean, the chief indicator, and there are many indicators, but one of the chief things that we're about is academic instruction for our students.
Sure.
And yeah, it's great to see the sports triumphs and the individual championships and wonderful, wonderful accomplishments of individual students. But to see overall that our preliminary test scores are trending in the right direction, and I'm sorry I don't have final data yet. That doesn't come out until later this year. But the preliminary data for Spotsylvania County is trending upward. It's at least headed in the direction we want it to go. It's not where we want it to be yet, but it's headed in the right direction. And I don't believe, based on conversations I've had, that my peers, the other superintendents in our greater region, are able to say that. So I salute our teachers, our paras, all of our building staff, our central admin staff, that all pulled together this year and made that happen. It's a wonderful success for the team. You know, people were afraid of me. Do you remember that last fall?
Yeah.
People were and I still don't understand why. Okay? But there was some kind of terror around that I was going to come destroy everything, fire everybody, burn school buildings down, and just create a path of wreckage through Spotsylvania County Public Schools. And I hope we're over that. You know, because I've done my very, very best to bound into the schools I've visited with enthusiasm, to connect with the joy and the exuberance. They are wonderful environments, Ted. Our principals and APs do a fantastic job of creating positive culture in our schools. And that's really, really important, because the first thing about school is we need our students to want to be there. And you know what? COVID, one of the lessons from COVID was who needs to go to school?
Right.
We can do it virtually. We can stay home. It's really all about the same. Don't worry about it. Disney World's cheaper in October. Why don't we just take a week off and go? And that's, we still have chronic absenteeism issues. That's as much a family culture issue and a community culture issue as it is a school culture issue. I know that my team is working overtime with great passion to make the school environment the very best it can be. They want it to be exciting and fun and engaging and purposeful and positive to come to school. We need the community support and family encouragement, family engagement toward knocking down chronic absenteeism in the future, because that plays a key role in bringing those test scores up.
And you hear that. You hear that with a lot of localities. Like you say, to be able to see some of the test scores that you've seen so far being up. I'm sure in your case, everybody, you kind of breathe a sigh of relief and say, this was the goal. This was what we wanted to do, and especially in your case.
This was a goal. It's very important to recognize that it's not all about test scores. We understand that there are state stats and state markers that relate to those scores. They're important. That the extracurricular and sports achievements are also important. The well-rounded experience in the public schools is very important, and it's one of the enormous pluses that the division offers. We have a great experience for our students, and they've really enjoyed it.
Quick break. We're going to come back. Mark Taylor here this morning. This is Spotsylvania School Superintendent. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania School Superintendent Mark Taylor here this morning on the show. So every school division is dealing with it right now, Mark, and we're dealing with teacher shortages. And what are you looking at as far as hiring goes?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that's the second group of people that I really want to thank this morning, Ted. And I'm so excited to be here with you, because this is a key time of the year. You know, one of the big lies afoot in our society is that the school division winds down and everybody takes off for the summer and lapses into a coma. They're sitting by the pool drinking something with fruit sticking out of the top and doing
and
nothing.
And the school and cleans the floors.
Right. It is an absolutely intense time of the year for us. Our HR team has been working intensely. Our central office team has been working intensely on recruiting for the upcoming school year, and that's been an exciting and little frantic process, a little bit frantic process, to get it all done. We are, and this is again one of those places where some voices were fearful of destruction to be wrought by the new superintendent. The teacher shortage has gotten worse statewide and I think nationally over the year. So our truth is that we are just about at the same place we were last year in terms of vacancies in the division. So we don't have all of the employees that we would like to have yet for the upcoming year. We are still on the hunt. But I want to first say a big thank you to every teacher, every para, every support professional, every employee who's made the decision to say yes to Spotsylvania County Public Schools. You are joining a fantastic team. You are going to do wonderful things, and we are so glad to have you. And in that, Ted, I'm really thrilled by having had the opportunity to be a part of hearing some of the stories of some of those new employees, because it's a beautiful thing to hear from a prospective employee or new employee their story about how a teacher, how a Spotsylvania County public school teacher from their own childhood, from their own background, inspired them to do what they do now, and how they have carried with them, sometimes for decades, the desire to come home to Spotsylvania and be a part of our SCPS team. And that those are beautiful stories. We're working with our communications folks. We have a new director of communications, Tara Mergener, and we've hired a new videographer. We're grabbing stories, remarkable stories, of either returning or new teachers and staff that to share, and look for those on our website. They're going to be a lot of fun, because we have remarkable people that work for us, and their contribution to our community and into the lives of the students is really remarkable, and I'm really excited about it. So we're continuing recruitment, just to be clear about that. We still need some licensed teachers. Mm-hmm. We still need folks that can qualify for provisional licensing and otherwise qualify to support and be involved in our education processes. The state has relaxed some of those requirements, not all of them, but some, because of the teacher shortage. And I want to be clear that those modified requirements are designed by the state to ensure that qualified people are in classrooms teaching children. And that's important for all of us. It is true that folks with a bachelor's degree and a heart for kids can get involved, and we do have places for you. Of course, we want to recruit as many fully licensed teachers as possible, and we also want to support learning for folks that are in the process, want to get involved in education, and need to take some additional classes in order to become fully licensed in their area of choice. So we are still on the hunt, and happy to talk to any prospective employees at Spotsylvania County Public Schools, and big welcome out to those who have made the decision to join us. We are excited that you are coming. It's going to be a terrific year.
Special ed's always has always been a challenge. You confident you'll have enough special ed teachers come fall?
Ted, I'm special ed is a particular challenge. Elementary teachers are a particular challenge,
okay,
because they require certification in a range of subject matters, and it simply is more work to get licensed as an elementary teacher than it is to get licensed as a single subject teacher, say in high school or middle school. So yes, there are challenges in various areas. We are confident at this point that we are heading toward the capacity we need for the fall to open school and have a great year. Forward we will go.
I guess it just as we sit here, it occurs to me that new teachers always come in a few weeks before school starts, so you really are looking at a probably mid to late July of wanting to have what you need in place just to be able to integrate everybody.
Exactly. And so there is a pre-process, and that's why the summer intensity continues. Our HR team will be continuing to work through the summer and to make this happen.
So if someone's interested, contact Spotsylvania County Schools.
Absolutely.
HR.
And there are also resources on our website so that you can apply conveniently, reach out to us, and get involved. We would love to have you.
Spotsylvania School Superintendent Mark Taylor here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Safety. Let's talk safety, just because that's on everyone's mind. And there was a incident the last week or so of schools in Spotsylvania. We see it around the country, and I'm sure if one thing besides hiring teachers keeps you up at night, that would be another one for any school official.
Oh, absolutely, Ted. And it's The incident you refer to is at Chancellor Middle School with a pistol walking into the school with a student, of course. And that incident is being addressed, first of all, by law enforcement, and second of all, by the disciplinary process in our division. But I think more importantly, of course, we all want to live in a world where that simply doesn't happen. And there's no one strategy that's going to solve that. In fact, one of the other stories that's been in the news since then is of another weapon walking into a school in a division south of here, but in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That division happened to have very recently installed weapons detection technology that had been studied for a long time and acquired at significant expense and installed in the schools to offer the assurance to the division that all would be safe. And unfortunately, for some minds, the installation of that kind of technology simply gets taken as a challenge. Oh, can I defeat that?
Yeah.
And sure enough, that division, it wasn't Spotsy, that division had a weapon walk into school that got past the technology. And it's important for folks to understand, because I'm concerned that there is some reflexive, or there may be some reflexive thought that we can just technology ourselves out of this problem. That can't work. We're looking at a collection of strategies that may well include technology. For that technology, we would need greater support from the Board of Supervisors. So we need to understand that technology solutions will most likely have to wait for next year's budget. But solutions in the meantime, there are operational adaptations that need to be made and are being actively considered right now to help improve security in our buildings. First of all, there's no reason in the world why every backpack, every drawstring bag that kids carry into a school can't be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's required at a lot of concert venues, sports venues.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere without
a clear bag. We need
to be able
to see it. The other thing is we need more eyes to see it. You might remember earlier this year the NAACP talked about developing a program of volunteers in schools. There's been work done on that kind of program, and that's matured as we've got mm-hmm. people interested. And of course, I want the community to know, we don't just let anybody walk into school and be a part of that program. Volunteers are screened, background checked. You know, we're going to know who these people are. We're going to have a basis for trust that they are safe with our kids. I'm most excited to hear from dads and families that want to be a part of this, because more eyes are more eyes. And the key thing is to see what's going on. Another key thing is to drive positive energy and to be a responsible adult, present in the environment, because that simply helps the focus, the attention, the morale, the purposefulness of the environment. And that's the thing. We need to get school, or amp up the degree to which school is focused on the legitimate purposes of education, public education, not playing with weapons, whether it's a gun or a knife, not thinking about sex. Whatever kind of sex you're into thinking about, that conversation needs to be at home and in other places. There is family life education. That is where sex is discussed in public school. Otherwise, keep it out. Other distractions, we don't need those. We need to be thinking about learning the subjects, making the grades, going out for the team, going out for the play, getting involved in extracurricular activities that are going to enrich the educational experience, and getting prepared for a brilliant future. That's what we're about.
Boy, but you talk, you see what's going on in all schools today. It certainly has changed since you and I and others were in school. Just in recent years, society has just, there are a lot of noise out there.
Thank you for that phrase. There is a lot of noise. And in the midst of that noise, you know, I think there's also a big question that we need to talk about as a community. We're certainly talking about it as a division, and we need to rethink the guidelines for participation in public education around the question, what are we going to tolerate in our schools? That if you come here, whether you're staff or student, professional or learner, we have to have a standard. We have to have a series of standards for what we will tolerate in our schools. It's not going to include weapons. It's not going to include distractions. It's not going to include sex. It's not going to include misbehavior. This is a learning environment. This is a learning environment. We want our students to thrive. We want them to grow well. We want them to have a fantastic time and get ready with a sense of purpose for a brilliant future. That's why we're looking at pathways, learning pathways, and these are not hard commitments, but they are options along the way to pursue, for students to pursue, so that they can be ready to enroll in higher education if that's what they want to do, or they can be ready to take a job in the community, or they can be ready to open their own business, or they can at the very least be ready to remain engaged in community. I'm also very concerned about our special education students that age out of our system and don't have or are not aware of, haven't established connections with programs in the community so that they can stay engaged. And I want all of our students to stay engaged in community. Let's never go back to COVID isolation, not one of us.
Spotsylvania School Superintendent Mark Taylor here this morning. We'll take a break and come back and continue this conversation on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Spotsylvania School Superintendent Mark Taylor in the building today, talking as the past school year winds down and you prepare for the new school year. When we talk about school safety, and one of the things, because I think it's what Prince William next year is gonna install detectors, and just you mentioned it, the cost of that is just. There are things you'd like to be able to do, but like you say, there is a cost to these things, and you kind of have to look at things of what can we do now, what can we afford?
Right, exactly so. And so first of all, we are looking at the detector technology. We're looking at the efficacy of that technology. We talked the last segment about how that technology is not foolproof. We are looking at low-cost options like clear backpacks that would support safety simply by making everything more visible in the school, and I think that that's critically important.
Yeah.
I want the community to know that those, you know, I've looked at the cost of those online, and they are easily within reach. They're below $20, some of them below $10 items. So this is not, wouldn't be an enormous ask or imposition, I don't believe. But I think it can be an important addition because at least the issues that we have seen and most of the issues I think that any division has seen have come from things that have walked in concealed in some kind of wrapping like a backpack, a drawstring bag, or whatever. So making those transparent, putting more eyes in the hallway are very simple, straightforward, and low-cost approaches. And I appreciate the interest of the NAACP and of local church folks and parents. I mean, this is really, it's a community. It's not a one sponsor or a one driver issue. It's people coming together to find ways to help our kids be safe and energized and focused at school on things that need to happen at school and keeping out the things that don't need to be there. You know, another cost option or cost availability for safety in our schools, we've just gotten word that a cooperative grant application, we have a notice of award of a grant that was considered by the Board of Supervisors and the school board back in February, I believe it was. This is a grant that would give the sheriff's office and the school division money for three school resource officers, I believe it is. Those would be sheriff's deputies under his command, but they are stationed in schools. We have one SRO per school in the division now, but that doesn't cover absenteeism or training or other issues.
Yeah.
So the three extra or the three additional in this grant would allow us to be sure to have an SRO in every school every day, and I think that's very important for the community. The school divisions aspect of that grant would be eight school safety officers. That would put a school, now these are not sheriff's deputies, these would be division employees, but they are trained safety professionals. They are screened just like everyone who works with our children is. And so these would be trustworthy but non-deputy safety professionals in our middle schools. And I think that would also be an important addition. For the school divisions part of that, those eight school safety officers would come through this grant with a local match of $146,000, which is about the average salary for two teachers. So in other words, for the cost of two teachers, we could get eight, one school, a school safety officer for each middle school. That's great value. That's also a challenge for us because the question becomes, what two teaching positions would we do without? Recognizing that while we got the most money from the local government for next year, the biggest appropriation that we've gotten in this century, you know, more than 20 years. But it was still right around half of what we were asking for. So it will be a challenge for us to find the match money, that $146,000 in local match money, to accept this grant. I can't imagine not accepting the grant, but we would sure love to see the support of the community. Sure. To make the local match so that we can have the teachers we need also. But it's very important because that's a key safety asset, and to be able to get eight employees at a local match of $146,000 is a fantastic value for the community, and it's wonderful to have more eyes. There are really three layers of eyes in every school, okay, or four. The first, from the safety perspective, the top layer are the school resource officers, the sworn deputies that are specially trained to be school officers. We love having them there. We appreciate the commitment of the sheriff's office and the Board of Supervisors to support those positions. Then there are the school safety officers. They're not sworn deputies, but they are trained professionals, and we value having as many of those as possible in our schools. Then there are our professional staff in the schools and our support staff in the schools. The school staff plays a very important role in safety because they are very vigilant. They are very engaged. And in fact, that engagement is a key element, Ted, because nothing is better than relationship with the students. Nothing beats see something, say something. Yeah. Nothing beats the trust of the students. Mm-hmm. And you hear that again and again and again in the stories of these incidents. The real key is to have a culture in your schools where students feel comfortable and have trust in adults in their environment, that they feel at ease to come forward and say, Mr. or Mrs. Adult, I see this.
I heard
I'm
this.
I'm concerned
yeah.
about that.
At There's Chancellor Middle School, that's what happened there.
And that trust, that rapport, that is everything. So there are the professional, the school staff, and are a layer, and then also just parents. When parents are in the schools, many schools invite parents or welcome parents to come in and have lunch with their kids, or to drop in for a visit, observe a class, whatever. And additional adult eyes in the building are more eyes in the building. And they are very helpful and supportive of school security.
Mark Taylor here this morning, the Spotsylvania School Superintendent. Mark, we only, we've
we're limited in time, obviously, so we don't want to get too deep into this. But you talked a little bit earlier about what will we tolerate in school. And I just wanted to come back to that just for a second and talk for a few minutes, because that kind of goes into – there's been the discussion, and it's been talked about with books that in certain books that have been taken out. Just want to give you a few minutes to at least address that, or talk about let talk to the community about some aspect about this that you feel like you haven't been able to talk about.
First of all, Ted, thank you very much for that question. There is a swirl of public discussion about the issue, not just in Spotsylvania, but across the Commonwealth at this point. And
huge issue in Hanover right now.
Right. First and foremost, because it didn't start with me. Okay. Mm-hmm. This issue about and concern about sexually explicit materials in our public schools was brought forward by the Youngkin administration through a new law year before last now that required divisions to create policy to address parental rights to advance notice of sexually explicit materials with the option to opt out of exposure of their children to those materials. That was a signature issue for the Youngkin administration. That was a key focus of his and of the administration. So there we are. And Spotsylvania Public Schools, like other divisions, obeyed that requirement. It called for the adoption of policy before the end of last calendar year, so it was in the middle of this past school year, that the policy was adopted. And as we looked at that policy and considered the parameters that were required by the state law, this wasn't our idea, it was very clear that the advance notice was going to be a challenge for some of our materials. And particularly, there are definitions of instructional materials at the federal level, the state level, and how we consider them locally. Long story short, under federal guidelines and even under language in our own policies, library materials are instructional materials. Now, books get into libraries based on very short summary reviews. We don't know what is in every book, or we have not known what is in mm-hmm. every book. It has not been an expectation that anyone would know what was in every book. So I'm not saying this is not an issue of wrongdoing, who didn't do their job, we failed somebody, shame on whoever. No, it was never an expectation that anyone would know the entire content word by word of every one of our books. We have a total of 390,000 volumes in our school libraries, give or take. And now, understand, most of the concern is about what qualifies as, I think, young adult. So it's middle school, high school level materials. But there are questions in some people's minds about materials at all levels. So there you are. And the state definition of sexually explicit is the state's definition. That's what we're working with. And we are challenged because we have not known all of the content of the books in the library. And as we move forward, we see a need to gain comprehension of that content. And frankly, along the way, as some folks have presented and others have heard at school board meetings, because there has become a genre of public comment that brings forward excerpts from books and reads them aloud at school board meetings. And so some people then have said, some good, caring people have come to me and said, you can't let people read this terrible content in the school board meeting. Which rises a question in me: if the content is unacceptable to be read in public, how in the world is it acceptable to present to the mind of a young person? The other thing that's inexplicable to me in that vein is the notion, well, you're viewing this material, you're reading this portion out of context. And that raises the question in me, what conceivable context could there be that could excuse some of the content that we have heard in public? And that, so to me, all of that begs the question, what will we tolerate? What will we tolerate in our mm-hmm. schools? What will we tolerate? And look, I will always defend the rights of parents to present to their children life experiences, including media content, not just books, movies, plays, live shows, other experiences that I would not perhaps choose for my children. I might not be able to afford for my children. Families have a whole range. There's a big world out there. We're just talking about what's in the public schools, the institutions that have the mission to prepare students for their future. We want to teach them good instructional materials that will stand the test of time. We want to prepare them for their future, and we want to avoid distractions that will keep them from advancing toward gaining the tools they need to live brilliant lives.
Mark Taylor here this morning. We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Mark Taylor, Spotsylvania School Superintendent, here this morning. Mark, thanks for coming in and in talking with us. You talked earlier about notable successes with and I'll give you a chance to you talked about that it looks like test scores are starting to climb. If I ask you about this first year, what other notable successes
sure.
come to mind?
No, first of all, thank you. Thanks again for the opportunity to be on the air with you. I love this show, and I love the opportunity to engage with the community through this medium. I think it's very, very important for the division to be able to get our story out and to get our story out in a way that makes sense and can be clear. I mean, I'm that guy. I have been clipped. I have been edited. I have been taken out of context. I have been used and abused by media, and Town Talk is always a safe space for people to share reality.
Anybody can come in here, and we'll let you talk to the community, and the community can make their own judgments
and
make up your mind.
It. And Spotsy County Public Schools have had a brilliant year that I appreciate so much. Test scores, preliminary. They're called unadjusted. So mm-hmm. There will be work done on those scores, not by our school division, but by the state. And the final results will be out in a few months. But what we can see so far is that our results are headed in the right direction. We did this year in our budget presentation to the Board of Supervisors. We've gotten an appropriation of the most money that our division has seen in more than 20 years. We have, as we discussed, activated the policy to address sexually explicit materials in the schools. That was a state requirement. We've also gone through the process to start up a new food service contract with a new contractor, Aramark, for the upcoming year. We are excited about them coming into the division and what they have to offer. I think that's going to be a great new service in our buildings for our students. We are getting rolling on the delayed and downscaled Spotsy Middle School renovation project. We're excited about that. That is very much needed. And so it's terrific to have that kicking off this summer. We've also reorganized and are continuing to work on refining the organization of our maintenance department. One of the big surprises for me coming into the division, the first dozen or so principals that I met consistently were concerned about performance of the maintenance department. We had work orders. Some of them were 3 years old or older, requesting maintenance work to be done in schools. Reorganization of that has produced great results and taken us from moans to accolades from the school principals, and I'm very, very excited about that. This is just a change in how we do that business, how we arrange that work. Our HR recruitment has been fantastic. As I said, the shortage has gotten worse, and in the midst of a worsening shortage, mm-hmm. we've at least held our ground. In fact, we're just slightly ahead of where we were last year based on the most recent numbers. And we have pending offers and pending dialogues going on right now that are continuing. We are determined to hire up for the coming school year. I want to thank each and every employee that has said yes, is saying yes, will say yes to coming to Spotsylvania County Public Schools. We are excited for you and for all of us. It is going to be a great year. And again, Ted, I really appreciate the opportunity just to share my truth, share my reality on this forum.
Well, and I guess so. What you hear a lot of things, and there's a lot of, we talk about noise around town, but the
right.
talk that, you know, Spotsylvania will not be able to open some schools or will not be able to open in August does not seem that's at all saying.
No, and that's just an echo or a regurgitation of the same noise that we heard last fall before I came. Remember, I was the guy who was going to come destroy everything. I was going to fire everybody. I was going to burn the schools down. It was just going to be wreckage. And yeah, there was an inflammatory comment at a recent school board meeting about what schools aren't we going to be able to open in Spotsylvania? That was like shouting fire in a crowded theater. That was very sad, just very, very sad. It's true that our division is doing great things because we have great people. It's not all about me. It was never all about me. We have a great team, and I am working hard to bring some fresh eyes with different perspective. That's how our budget presentation got remade this year. That's how we approach some of the basic business building pieces. I've never claimed to have an education background. Okay, look, I'm bringing different eyes with an appreciation of law, regulation, and business, and let's apply those lines of thought to running the school division. We've gotten some good results. We're going to get more good results because we have a great team, and our future looks bright, and I'm excited about it.
Spotsylvania School Superintendent Mark Taylor. Mark, thank you so much. We will get together and talk again before schools open and see where we stand. Good luck in this.
That'll be great.
Have a great summer, too.
Thanks, Ted. You too.
And the staff.
Take care.
Spotsylvania School Superintendent Mark Taylor, thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.